Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Henry, Sunnyside, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia, August 18, 97. Portions of this letter are published in 3SM 84, 7MR 300. Brother Henry, I would that I were upon the ground, that I might see you and talk with you. I have heard of your late movement. I am sorry for you, for you do not realize what spirit has been inspiring you to action. You cannot understand what is soon coming upon the earth. You cannot realize that every case is soon to come up in review before God. I have tried to do my duty to you and to the Lord Jesus, whom I serve and whose cause I love. The testimonies I have borne you have in truth been presented to me by the Lord. I am sorry that you have rejected the light given. Think you that the course you have taken is an evidence of your love for the cause of God? Had another done as you have done, would it not appear to you as a betrayal of sacred truth? Are you not giving evidence that you are not in vital connection with God? Those who unite with God's chosen people must be pure and made white and tried. I have been writing on Christ's warnings to his disciples, found in the 24th chapter of Matthew. The disciples asked him, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" "Take heed that no man deceive you," Christ answered. Verses 3, 4. Then, after giving them a list of events that were to happen, he said, "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure to the end shall be saved." Verses 9 to 13. What part are you acting in the scenes described by Christ? Are you betraying your Lord because in his great mercy he has shown you just where you are standing spiritually? He knows every purpose of the heart. Nothing is hid from him. It is not me you are betraying. It is not me you are so embittered against. It is the Lord who has given me a message to bear to you. Your case is passing in review before God. In the courts of heaven, before the heavenly universe, your case will be investigated. Stop, I beg of you, just where you are. If it is me that you wish to injure, if the Lord permits, I am willing, though 70 years old, to go to America to stand trial. But I do not want you to do despite to the Spirit of God. I fear not the face of man. I know whom I serve. I know your peril, and I warn you off the ground where you are, for you are treading in the footsteps of Judas. I give you the words that the Lord has given me for you. Repent and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Acts 3, verse 19. For your soul's sake, I plead with you to seek the Lord. Do not pass beyond the boundary of mercy and light and hope. I tell you in the name of the Lord that God has a controversy with you, and not only with you, but with those who have been united with you in the work for years, who have departed from correct Bible principles. Again and again the Lord has sent warnings, pointing out wrongs. You, among others, have been reproved. God called for a decided reformation in the office, for the spirit in which the work was done, the methods followed in your counsels, were not in harmony with the principles of his word. God will call you and others account for the transactions that have brought embarrassment upon his cause. The Lord has given counsel and warnings, but they were not heeded. With others, you have followed your own impulses. Had you stood firm to principles, the Lord would have prospered his work. Oh, how many times you, with others, have grieved the heart of Christ! But it is not yet too late for you to repent and be transformed in character. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, writes Paul, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. 1 Timothy 1, verse 18 to 20. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Of whom be thou ware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. At my first answer no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. 2 Timothy 4, verse 14-16. The Lord gives messages to those whom he well knows will not accept them, but will brace themselves against them, as though their wrongdoings were just and right. But in proportion to the light that God gives, but which has been disregarded and virtually rejected, will be the darkness that will envelop the mind. Please read and study carefully the 36th chapter of Jeremiah. This has been presented to me as a warning from the Lord to those in Battle Creek. And they went into the king into the court, but they laid up the roll in the chamber of Elishama the scribe, and told all the words in the ears of the king. So the king sent Jehudi to fetch the roll, and he took it out of Elishama the scribe's chamber. And Jehudi read it in the ears of the king, and in the ears of all the princes which stood beside the king. Now the king sat in the winter house in the ninth month, and there was a fire on the hearth burning before him. And it came to pass that when Jehudi had read 3 or 4 leaves, he cut it with the penknife and cast it into the fire that was on the hearth, until the roll was all consumed in the fire that was on the hearth. Yet they were not afraid, nor rent their garments, neither did the king, nor any of his servants that heard all of these words. Nevertheless, Elnathan and Deliah and Gemariah had made intercession to the king that he would not burn the roll, but he would not hear them. But the king commanded Jeremiel the son of Hamalech, and Sariah the son of Azriel, and Shelemiah the son of Abdeel, to take Baruch the scribe, and Jeremiah the prophet, but the Lord hid them. Verses 20-26. Things will be done in our day and generation similar to the things that were done in the days of Jeremiah. Please read the 33rd chapter of Jeremiah, verses 1-20. Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent, and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and those that suck the breasts. Let the bridegroom go forth out of his chamber, and the bride out of her closet. Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore would they say among the people, where is now thy God? Joel 2, verse 12-17. I call upon all, not one man only, but all, to seek the Lord. We are living amid the perils of the last days. Satan is trying to lead astray those who claim to keep the commandments of God, that they may become weak and discouraged. But God's word is as firm as his throne. It is the eternal truth that must judge you and me in the great day of judgment. The heavens and the earth may pass away, the things of the earth may be consumed, but God's rule of righteousness shall remain immutable, as unchangeable as the throne of God. Christ enjoined his disciples, both by precept and example, the strictest observance of all the precepts contained in the law. In the suit that you have instigated, you have revealed the spirit that for many years has prompted you to action. I have feared that you would be tempted, as Judas was, to betray the Lord Jesus Christ, to betray his truth and his cause. By your own course of action, you show what you would do if you were permitted to have your own way. The one with whom you are in controversy reads every motive and every impulse of your heart. I am very sorry for you, but I cannot smooth over your danger. You are in danger of making shipwreck of the faith, but not because of the reason you assign, that you have been dealt with unjustly, No, for you have been upheld in a wrong course of action, a course of action that God's Word will not tolerate. God will not sanction unfaithful dealing in any one. I feel very sorry that those who ought to have helped you did not watch for your soul as they that must give an account. Your course of action would not now be so determined and defiant if those who knew better had not sustained and encouraged you, by linking up with you and giving you their support. This is what grieves my soul the most. They have been untrue to God. They have not sustained by their actions the warnings the Lord has seen fit to give you. Despisest thou the riches of His goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, trouble and anguish, upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God. Romans 2, verse 4 to 11. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust ye not in lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. For if ye thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if ye thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if ye oppress not the stranger and the fatherless and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, then will I cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers for ever and ever. Jeremiah 7, verse 3 to 7. Behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will ye steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods, whom ye know not, and come and stand before me in this house which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations? Is this house which is called by my name become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, I even I have seen it, saith the Lord. Verses 8 to 11. We acknowledge, O Lord, our wickedness and the iniquity of our fathers, for we have sinned against thee. Do not abhor us for thy name's sake. Do not disgrace the throne of thy covenant. Remember, break not thy covenant with us. Are there any among the vanities of the Gentiles that can cause rain? Or the heavens give showers? Art not thou he, O Lord our God? Therefore we will wait upon thee, for thou hast made all these things. Jeremiah 14, verse 20 to 22. Says the true witness, I would thou wert cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Revelation 3, verse 15-16. But the Lord still gives expression to His love. He does not want us to make a failure of spiritual life. He would have all who claim to believe the truth, intelligent, whole-souled Christians. Demas was a convert to Christianity. He was received into full communion with the church. He is mentioned in connection with Luke, the beloved physician. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you, writes Paul. Colossians 4, verse 14. In another letter, he sends greeting to Demas. But again we find him writing, do thy diligence to come shortly unto me, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. 2 Timothy 4, verse 9, 10. He chose the world before Christ, and this was the cause of his failure. It is the cause of the failure of many who claim to be Christians. We all need to see our weakness and strive to remedy our faults of character, else we shall surely become as Demas, drawn away from safe paths into worldly projects and ambitious plans. Thus we shall make shipwreck of our faith. Then said Jesus unto those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, Then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8, verse 31-32. All our actions are known to God. Your schemes, your plans, and your purposes are plainly open to Him. You may wrap your mantle about you. You may enclose yourself within yourself, but God's eye sees all. He searches out every hidden thing. No veil can hide from Him the inmost thoughts. What revelations will be made at the judgment? Then secret thoughts and transactions will be set in the light of God's countenance. Then men will realize how hateful has been their practice, and to what use they have subverted their Lord's talents, given to them to be used to His name's glory.